Chili Effect is sponsored by WallStreetWindow.com and listeners like you.
And now the most underrated voice in all media, Chuck O'Shelly.
March 11, 2022, allegedly, according to that thing we call a calendar. And this indeed is the show you were looking for. How do I know this? Because you're hearing me say this. Anyway, Friars Day, Friday night, all that good stuff. Is it all right for fighting? Possibly. But, you know, maybe not. We can have a conversation. And this week I'll behave a little better than last week because I was just fed up, out of control, and stupid. And I spent 2 hours being stupid on my own radio show. So my co-host put up with me, BP, for those 2 hours. But yeah, we put the podcast just in the members section because I didn't think it was accomplishing anything. But if you want to hear it and you're a member at O'Shelly.com, you got it. But it was a lot of fun, that's for sure. And I was blowing off steam and being a jerk. But you can call in tonight and either be a jerk or we can accomplish something. How about that? 319-527-5016. I'm always going to be a little bit mischievous. 319-527-5016. 319-527-5016. That's the number to call. Or you can reach out to me, Charles.O'Shelly, on Skype. And if you ask me to in a Skype message, even if you're not on my list, ask. I'll let you on it. You can just ask to be called into the show, and I will call you if you reach out to Charles.O'Shelly on Skype. But otherwise, 319-527-5016, 319-527-5016 is the number to call. And with that, I'm going to ask how my co-host is doing and see where we go. We got one caller on the line, and I think I'm already getting Skype messages. So I don't know what that's all about, but welcome to Friday. B. Pete, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. Another good Friday. It's been a long week, but looking forward to the weekend. First full weekend in the new place. I get to sleep in tomorrow. Don't have to go into work, so everything is looking good.
Yeah, okay. So, let's see. Well, let's see. What did you put on the member section? Okay, I'm being asked which podcast I put in with BP on the members section. Not BP's fault. I put last week's podcast of this call-in show into the member section only. Because it was just me being, blown off steam. I was aggravated. Okay, so. And justifiably so, because, that Friday I had an exhausting week dealing with TNT radio, and then I was unceremoniously dismissed from my job over there on Monday. So, I was in a really bad mood. So, you guys got to endure that. Anyways, so that's what that was, but it's not BP's fault. It's nobody else's fault. It was just, I don't think it did anybody any good, that show. We did a couple of good segments. But after a while, I'm telling jokes. I'm just making noise. I'm telling BP take over the show because I don't care. I mean, that's what it was. So not necessary as a podcast. Okay, I get enough complaints. Done. Anyways.
Yeah, we got to have a complaint night sometime.
You know what? If I think to organize it, we will. And I think we're going to be a little more organized as we go forward because I want everybody to know that the dismissal of the TNT show doesn't stop me. Matter of fact, it's going to mean that I'm going to pay a lot more attention to what I'm doing on the O'Shelly Effect. And indeed, I'm going to arrange very soon a conference call with everybody who's involved on the network and make sure that they want to go forward because I think we all need to step up and up our games. Period. So, you know, that's what I'm going to do. And that includes me, by the way. This isn't I'm the great man and you're going to follow me. No, I want to get together with everybody and say, listen, let's get down to it. Let's really do some work here and make it all heavy so that nobody can ignore us as a team. You know, and I'm not going to control anybody's content. Nothing like that. I'm not one of these jerks because not only did I just endure that, but that was never the point to begin with. So, anyway, enough of this. I'm probably boring some people.
forget about them.
Yeah. Anyways, what do we got here? It looks like we got a caller. And by the way, new rule for the Friday night show. And I didn't even warn BP about this. I'm not going to necessarily just keep people on for a group conversation the whole time anymore. That's something that's not going to happen anymore. So people are going to come in and go out on the show as I see fit. And I might get a little more trigger happy with hanging up on people when they do certain things. And again, last week's show was put in the can by me because of me. But I've had other ones where I wasn't happy because the calling was a mess and maybe somebody was just acting inappropriately and things like that. And I let it go. Or even the fights that devolved into nothingness and just irritation. I let it go and I put it out there. But I think we can do better. All of us together. Be a part of the show, by the way. 319-527-5016. And you can do that and also join us on Skype. But before we ensue with the chaos and I have a Skype request, make that two Skype requests now. Before anybody joins in, I want to give BP a little bit of time and see if he's got something on his mind particular to this week. And then we'll get to the first caller who's on the regular phone line at 319-527-5016. So now I'm all done with my quick spiel, BP. Sorry to take up all that time, but what do you got on your mind, brother? I mean, is there something that you want to cover tonight or discuss?
No, I mean, I've been trying to keep my eyes on the news. But I have found now that I have more TV to watch, I watch less of what I want to watch because I'm spending time looking for stuff. It's kind of like being on YouTube, you know, and your search button's broken.
Man. That is a thing. That's a crazy thing, too, because, and by the way, your sound is a lot better tonight. I hope it's because of the adjustments I made before the show. You sound good. Maybe it's the new internet setup. But when you're sitting there trying to find something to say watch on YouTube, people fail to recognize the amount of time sometimes they have invest. Okay, that they invest in like searching through garbage that's on there now, and there's tons of garbage. Even with the helpful little algorithms that tell you where to go and everything, and are trying to read your mind. Yikes! You know what I'm saying?
I know. I have found myself burning, looking at the clock 2 hours later going, I still have not found what I'm looking for.
Right. So there's a time investment there. And then when you do find something, okay, how long is it? And sometimes documentaries.
What I hate is you sit there and make the comment, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. And suddenly that one pops up next in the rotation.
Yeah. That's some funny stuff. But see, that's the other thing, too, is that you're sitting there, you're looking for it, you find it, and some people have put together, you know, things that are allegedly documentaries that are terrible, and they take 4 hours. You know? Like, you're like, you're four hours waiting for the weenie, you know, like waiting for where's the beef, basically, right?
Well, I activated my HBO Max today, so I got a lot of catching up to do the next year.
Wow. Well, listen, if you have trouble finding something on there, by all means, message me. I got a few ideas for you because they have put out some pretty good stuff, documentary-wise.
Yeah, I've immediately got hooked on The Investigation, one of their series programs. It takes place in Copenhagen Police Department.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good.
Well, that's a good one. And don't forget that Crime of the Century documentary, which...
That's right. Yeah.
You know, that thing...
Wait a minute. I think I've seen that. I think I saw that on YouTube.
No, this one you haven't. Now, a lot of things are called Crime of the Century, but I looked for it on YouTube before I had access to the HBO Max. I got a password. So I looked for it, and believe me, I couldn't find it anywhere else. I looked Netflix everywhere, and it wasn't available. They had it, and it's just, I think, two parts or three parts, one or the other. But either way... It was great. I was like watching it the whole time, surprised they allowed this thing to be made. Which, by the way, catching up on the week, I don't know if you paid attention to the stuff that I put out this week, but I did actually put out some podcasts outside of the debacle at TNT, just because it's drug war related. And then I want you to get to the YouTube thing. Celly Castillo was on for 2 hours with me. He was initially...
Yeah, I listened to that. That was an excellent show.
He was initially planned to be a TNT show, but to hell with it, we brought him over to the Ocelli Effect, which I probably would have done anyway, but I would have waited a little while. And you can't get better than him, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to discussing the drug war. his firsthand experiences with Iran-Contra and cocaine and all of that, man. And at all times, I got tremendous respect for the guy. I know he got convicted on that firearms thing, but that's one of those BS things they do to jack somebody up. And that is my opinion of it. Maybe yours will differ, but I urge people to listen to it and hear from the horse's mouth.
No, I've always said that fucking Oliver North ought to still be in prison.
Oh, yeah.
The crap he got away with.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's one thing, being a, conservative, that was one thing that somebody threw up at me one time. Well, I ran country, your guys. I said, oh, wait a minute, not my guys.
Yeah,
that whole damn crowd should have gone to jail.
Listen, exactly. I mean, even when there's somebody I agree with, when they do the crime, you know, and I'm not all for.
North got off on a technicality because he testified before Congress.
Well, a lot of people.
Then they charged him. That's what got him off, was testifying before Congress. I mean, he basically had immunity.
Yeah, but a lot of
and
people.
They go to prosecute him. He should have been in jail.
Exactly.
Plain and simple.
A lot of people, though, that's not just him. A lot of people that were involved in that circumstance really should have been dealt with. But, you know, here we are. He became a Fox News guy for a while. I don't know if he still has that job, does he?
They bring him on every now and then, but, I never understood how he got to be, his little comment about being a potted plant. You know, it's one thing. I mean, yeah, he got some laughs off of that. But when you think about the seriousness of what was going on and the claims from the government that, oh, no, we weren't doing this at all. And then you come to find out, yeah, we were not only doing it, but we were breaking the law to do it as well.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody should have gone to damn jail.
And I promise you there's more to it than we know, as per usual.
Oh, hell yeah.
But no, for a little while he had his own Fox News show. Like it was Ollie North's America or some crap.
Oh, yeah.
And
he had a radio show, too, for a while.
Oh, yeah, but everybody gets a radio show. I'm saying this guy actually had radio, TV. I mean, they were trying to, position him in the, Rush Limbaugh universal sphere of, big names in conservative media. And I don't think he was all that entertaining. Of course, he's a talking head. I mean, that's a given. But anyway.
Well, it's like they say, Gordon Liddy, I got, for whatever people, whether you like him or not, Gordon Liddy did his time.
No, he did his time,
His time, and he came out. He built a successful radio show off of it. Think what you want about him. Oliver North needs to do his time.
Well, I told you, I was actually kind of a fan of Liddy and spoke to him when he was successful there. Again, not doing a radio show back then, but just as part of my Watergate research, I got in touch with him directly. I used to like the G. Gordon Liddy show, actually.
Get him on the show.
Yeah. No, is he alive still? I don't even know.
No.
I'd have to check. Anyway, maybe somebody in the chat room will check and see if, he's reached his expiration date or not. But he was a fascinating guy. I mean, kind of full of crap, but he was a hustler. I mean, that was one of those guys who was a hustler and an intelligence asset. And, what can you say? A unique character. Anyways,
yeah, he's dead. He died last year.
See,
March 30th.
I thought he died.
Damn.
I hope it wasn't COVID-related, allegedly. Anyways, with all that having been said, I'm going to start taking these calls. I had somebody want to come on via Skype, and now they're afraid to, so they're gone. I do have a regular caller on the line, and I prefer those because I'm going to start hanging up on even Skypers who are hanging out, lingering, and not contributing. Just so you know, if you want to call in and just hang on to listen, you can do that, but tell me that, and I'll put you on hold so you're not making noise. Seriously. Let's get serious. And we've taken up 15 minutes now. I've given you guys a chance to call in, but I'll give you the number one more time and try and shut up after that. 319-527-5016. I got to tell you, I got a pretty good headache today and everything. So please, by all means, make the show run with your comments, your thoughts. New callers, set the priority. That rule is still the same. So, BP, you with me? On this, are you happy with this? Let's go forward and be focused, right?
Oh, sure.
And it doesn't mean we can't have fun. We can have fun, too. But let's just do it better. Okay, guys? Anyways, let's see here. Yeah, okay, so we got two callers on the regular line and one Skyper, so I'm going to take you in order. And our first caller is a familiar one.
Mail call. Mail call. This is G. Gordon Liddy. I've been here with Mrs. Liddy. We've been using this product for 20 years. Mail call. Mail call.
I used to love the G. Gordon Liddy show back in the day.
Yeah, I did too. For those of you that don't know, who is this?
Well, I'm still looking. I was about to hire somebody to do this introduction, but yes, Ben Ken has entered the building. Here I am.
There you go.
I still haven't hired anybody yet. It's been a couple of weeks since I talked to you guys. I'm still looking.
That's fine. And listen, you gotta pay him if you're gonna have him do it. I mean, you want me to pre-record one for you? I'll pre-record it and we'll play it for you when you call in. How about that? You don't gotta pay
me.
Well,
I think that's a great idea because you know it eliminates having to deal with all these schmucks.
And you don't even gotta pay me. You don't even gotta pay me. Just give me an idea what you want. I'll record it. And I'll tell you what, convince somebody else, anybody else, to make a $5 donation to the show. I'll take it. How's that? Deal?
I got you. That sounds like a deal.
All right. Winner. Okay. So now, Sped Kent, okay. What is on your mind, my friend? Certainly good to hear from you. What do you got? Throw it at us.
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks since I've been on. I've noticed a lot of things have happened, bits and pieces. So I really don't know what went on with TNT. I apologize for not keeping up. But when I get, you know, I come around every few weeks or whatever, or check things. I just don't focus on a lot of media stuff and news because literally it drives me nuts. I try to, you know, watch some Al Bundy or something, you know, anything. Mm. Just to, you know, try to not get in that mindset. You know, it's kind of a mental thing right now that spent one's going through. So I haven't been around to keep it up with things, but obviously something happened. And then last week, I heard you talking last week, was a lot of crazy stuff going on the show. So, yeah, I haven't been around in a couple of weeks, so I really don't know what to comment on all that because I lack info.
Fair enough. The long and the short of it is this. I had an opportunity, I thought, with TNT Radio. They were going to pay me to do my show. So we called it the Chuck O'Chelly Show, and it was supposed to be my way and just do it, bring it, and we'll pay you. And they were willing to pay me a decent amount of money, I thought. And it was good enough that I could stop asking for donations on this show. So that's what I was going to do. And quite frankly, they wanted to control things I said and things I did. And yeah, that wasn't the deal going in. So despite my best efforts, they fired me right after my Monday show that I did there, immediately stripped me from the website and told me that my services would no longer be necessary. And that was
the very first show.
No. I did a full week, and then...
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because I heard the first show.
Yeah, and then
part
I...
Part of it.
Well, okay, and then I started again the second week on Monday, and immediately after that show, which I thought was a fairly solid show, they got rid of me. So that was that. I'm not happy about it, and I put in a lot of time and effort, and so did Nature Boy as my American producer. And I am still, as yet, waiting to get paid for the 1 week because, full disclosure, I'm going to break. I made an agreement with him where I was going to break off part of my salary to him. And it wasn't, you know, millions of dollars or anything, but it was enough that I could, you know, finally be able to pay my bills for doing what it is that I do, being true to myself, I thought. But apparently not so much because I had sympathy for the people in Ukraine, and did not comport with their agenda regarding this. Well, you're breathing heavy there, Sven Kent. You all right?
No, I'm good. I was just trying to figure out, were they like more left or right, or was it any of that? Even you started talking about Ukraine and stuff. But.
Well, it turns out that they're quite. A certain brand of right wing they repeated to me several times, our audience is very conservative, very, very conservative. I don't think they liked the one day when a guest didn't show up and I went into a bit of a story about my days in the American drug underground, And maybe that was something, but I wasn't promoting it like a home game. I was just telling a piece of my history and trying to provide that as context, as I have done on this show before, because a guest couldn't show up. So I did that one day. They were not happy with that, but the main issue apparently was Ukraine and the fact that I had Amir on the first show and let him tell his side of the story from where he was sitting, where he's still sitting as we speak. And they
that's what I liked about it. That's the part I heard. But, you know, it's like all these people are always trying to shut down. They shut down RT America. You know, again, we've been through that. A lot of those guys say, hey, Jesse Ventura and all them say, hey, you know, we do what we want to do on here. And it's a message that Russia today, or, you know, the real RT news will be like, okay, yeah, it's counteractive to the mainstream, so they let it happen. But they shut down RT America shut down. And like, I don't care, like, who's saying what. I mean, I believe even deeper as an anarchist, I believe deeper that it's the people, you know, that count. It's not the government. So we could go real deep philosophy into this if we wanted, but let's just stay on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't care who's saying what or whatever, but they have the right to say it. That's free. That's, you know, one of the major natural rights is the freedom of speech.
Well,
you know?
Of course they do. But, you know, again, if you're in business with somebody, like if somebody came on here and said, I got free speech and I want to tell you, the great oppression that the white race has suffered and that, you know, white people are superior to others. If somebody came on here and wanted to do that, I've got a right as the owner and operator of Ocelli.com to say, you know what? I don't want that on my platform. So it's not a matter of me suppressing their free speech because, you know, your First Amendment is what the government's allowed to do. But I have a right to not have that go on in my house. And they had a right to do that too. Look, so, you know.
Let me ask a question, Chuck. I mean, when you say they have a conservative audience.
That's what they told me over and over again.
How conservative did they imply? Did they imply nationalistically conservative?
Well, weird thing, because they're Australian. And so it's not about American nationalism. I think they meant in general that their audience is very conservative, which I don't know how they measured that exactly, because they're only really operationally about 8 weeks old, probably about 10 or 12 weeks old now.
Well, but, let me put it this way. How far right do you think they lean to the point that they've got patches on their shoulder?
Well, I don't know that necessarily puts a patch on their shoulder. It's just that's what they kept saying.
No, but I'm asking, is it that bad?
I have a hard time being totally objective, not just that I'm pissed, but being totally objective, I don't know exactly how to categorize that. I would tell people look for themselves. But they said it over and over again, and they mean to say that, you know, it's like they are, okay, it's using my opinion as a lens. They are right-leaning, heavily right-leaning, alternative-type media. So being against the mask mandates and the vaccine to one degree, talking about the New World Order and how basically the liberal socialists and communists all over the planet are destroying the world is perfectly acceptable. Well, kind of like that, that all of that is acceptable there. And it's also acceptable to say that, you know, Putin is actually being demonized by the West, and this is what the key issue was. He's being demonized by the West, and honestly, you should be on the side of fighting the Ukrainian Nazis, and that's the way it is.
Well, okay, see, that's what I was trying to get to. You know, is that something that they fully believe, or is it just them pushing that propaganda? Because if it seems to me the impressions I got just looking through some of the things on the website about their hosts and things like that, that they were very right leaning, and you know, I would compare them to somebody in Austria.
Right leaning, maybe. And you know, like, so I'm not even trying.
If they were really right-leaning, wouldn't they be supporting the Ukrainians in that matter?
Not the Ukrainian Nazis.
Well, A, not the Ukrainian Nazis, and B, when it comes to the far right at this point, the far right is, in general, in my opinion, in support of Putin and his actions altogether. So whatever he's doing...
Well, not on Fox, they're not, at least.
Well, dude, but Fox,
We're talking far... No, we're talking far, far right.
Yeah, Fox is more
Not Fox.
Beyond, I guess.
So hear it out. Fox is more the mainstream right as opposed to these guys. These guys are further right when it comes to this.
Yeah.
And the further right is all about Putin is a good guy. You know, they very much believe what's on RT, like you were talking about before, where it's like RT tells the truth because it's different than what the mainstream in the U.S. says. And they've been that.
I never said that, by the way.
No, I didn't say you did. I didn't say you did.
Okay, all right,
said, no, but you brought it up. So I'm saying these are the type of people who have been constantly influenced over, you know, when I first started my radio show even, it was like, well, RT tells the truth. And I was like, well, wait a minute, that's state-run media. You're for state-run media? Oh, no, they tell the truth. Look, they, and it's like, okay, just because they're not lying to you the same way, you know, CNN does, doesn't mean they're telling you the truth either. And that's my position. It's always been. But it's not about being opposed to Putin in my mind. It was about exposing this situation, which I don't understand how anybody is in support of it. And that is my stand based on an anti-war and anti-imperialist attitude. But you see, if you're more further right than Fox News at this time, apparently, you know, you have to say that the entire Russiagate thing, there was absolutely no legitimacy to it at all. You have to say that Putin is just being victimized by a propaganda campaign. And that's all there is to it. He's a good man, basically. And he's also a strong man. Because back when Obama was in office, it was like, we don't want the wuss that we have for America. Look at this great man. That was the propaganda angle back then. And right now, it's, you know, any of the Ukrainian people that are being oppressed or murdered or whatever, it's all crisis actors. It's not real. They're actually evil Nazis. And Putin's doing the world a favor. Which I say is, look, there's a Nazi brigade there, sure. There's an element there, yes. Has there been a corrupt government there? Sometimes. And you know what? That's because it's a government, so corruption is a given. Is it worse than other places? Maybe. But it doesn't mean to me that, you know, civilians who are just trying to get on with their lives should be murdered. So this terrible thing about I sympathize with the Ukrainian people started a problem over there on TNT for me. Okay? And I didn't back down off of that. It was like, how dare you have Amir on to tell his side of the story? And then they started inserting a whole thing, which was this guest from one of the guys who actually has money in over there, a clip from his show talking about the Ukrainians are Nazis. They attacked the Russians first. This is Putin defending Russia. And they kept inserting this into my show all week because I had Amir on in the first place and started a stir. This is also evidenced not just by that clip, but while I was on air, the board op was being told to send me messages that I had the incorrect opinion about what was going on because their guy over there, I'm not even going to call out who it was, but their guy, who has money in on the game and is also a host, he knows for a fact that the Ukrainians attacked the Russians and that they were committing a genocide and that I am just wrongheaded about this while I'm doing a broadcast. They also got mad at me because I pivoted in my conversation with John Gold, where he started talking about this, and I said, yeah, but on the other hand, John, in a war, innocent people are going to get killed. That is just the nature of the beast. And I think no matter what the cause is or justification is, that this should not be celebrated. he agreed with me on that. They didn't like that I even pivoted the conversation to that. I got instant problems there, and they were like, let him be a guest on one of our shows. I said, John Gold's a guy, he can do whatever he wants. I'm not controlling where my guests go. I don't, you know. Sure, let him go on there and talk about how the Ukrainians deserve this, which I will not stand by. I don't think that's right. And I know that that is currently the mainstream opinion, because they're benefiting off of the TV ratings they're getting right now, by the way, with the Ukrainian coverage and the sympathy, which I find disingenuous, and Anderson Cooper going, look at the suffering of the people. It's torture porn, basically. Look at how they're suffering. Look at how they're displaced. Look at this. Isn't it terrible? And they're having a ratings bonanza at CNN. CNN has not had this good a rating since Trump left office, guaranteed. So, anyway, there's a lot to this, and I don't want to spend the whole show doing it. We got other callers. But, I mean, if there's something else on your mind, Spent Kent, go to it. I'm sure this will come up some more throughout the show. But I don't want to waste time with just me and how I got fired. I got fired. It's disappointing. It sucks. What can I say? But go ahead, Spent Kent, wherever you want to go.
You know, it's just more, you know, people that don't want to agree with me, I have to shut them down. They're not part of my herd, blah, blah, blah. The same old crap we've always talked about.
Well, they've got a
were saying something about Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
You're talking about the, you know, they're worried about the Ukrainians right now. You know, they never worried about Yemen. They never worried, you know, there is a lot of BS in the mainstream media right now and from everywhere. But,
well, of course.
You know, like all of a sudden they care about people. It's just rich people getting what they want.
Yeah, fair enough.
Whatever government's used it as a tool, but well, go ahead.
Well, fair enough, but I also find it interesting that there wasn't so much sympathy for the Iraqi people during that war. There wasn't so much sympathy for the Georgians when, you know, Putin took over that country kind of violently. Nobody even, you know, batted an eye. There wasn't so
much... You know, the thing that gets me... I've heard all these hosts that, you know, have made comments about Ukraine and comments about Putin, and I'm not taking up for Putin or his side.
Right.
But it's like when they make these comments about him, I'm thinking, what the hell were you thinking when we went into Afghanistan?
Exactly.
What were you thinking when we went into Iraq?
Precisely.
You know, why... And it just floored me how these hosts who, you know, just beat the drum when we went into Afghanistan and Iraq, the things they're saying now, and I'm thinking, you guys have no conscience whatsoever. You know, why weren't you asking these questions 10 years into a damn 20-year war?
Right.
Towards getting us out of there. Or it just kills me the way mainstream media has stroked this damn thing.
Right, right. And how about Yemen? And how about, and I know you don't like this,
like
but...
Like I said, Yemen, exactly.
But the
guys.
Okay, hold on. But also the Palestinians, to me. You're not covering that sympathetically.
Amen.
Okay? You're not covering the various nations in Africa that it wasn't even a war, but different things have erupted here where there have been others that, you know, do things by surrogate warfare. And again, innocent civilians are killed. Nobody even wants to approach what's gone on, you know, for decades in Central and South America. I mean, they'll tell you about the drug cartels in Mexico a little bit because that's salacious. But other than that, they don't tell you about all these different times when one greater nation has gone in and one way or another has either, even if it was justified, has caused the suffering of regular people through starvation, through disruption, through, and I'm going all the way around here. They didn't even care when Putin did it at other points in time. It just so happens that this works. Okay. And when the U.S. has done it, obviously, I'm more than happy to point out, and again, Iraq, the destruction of a sovereign nation under false pretenses, and you know what? All of the politics and whatever else, and Hussein was a big threat, the Iraqi people suffered for that. Like them or don't like them, they suffered hard.
Well, they did, but there's a difference here. There's a difference.
Like them. They're just people.
No, there's lots of differences. I'm just saying that when it comes to virtue signaling...
The biggest difference here is... The biggest difference here is, all right, the United States went into Iraq. They were going to do that from get-go. The minute Bush was elected, we were going into Iraq. Afghanistan was a delay to going into Iraq.
Yeah.
But he felt like he had to do something because of 9/11. So that's why he went after Afghanistan.
Of course.
But the difference here is when we went into Iraq, it wasn't just us. The United Nations had met on the subject and said do it. The other nations that were involved said do it. Well, so it's not enough. Like
no, look,
it's
I'm
the
not...
same situation.
No,
but what I'm saying is on this one, in this situation, it was just done, 2014, so 8 years ago?
Yeah, well, and also...
And now he's doing it again.
Well, also, the whole thing is
they don't want to create this problem with NATO.
Okay.
I mean, we've seen how NATO has acted in the past.
No, I get
they don't
this...
want this confrontation with NATO and the Russians. But the thing is, NATO was created to confront the Russians.
Yeah, I get that.
Back when they were the Soviet Union.
But no, the point about why I'm bringing it up.
I don't want to confront communism.
Yeah, but just hang on. Hang on with all of this, because all of this is not even relevant to why I'm bringing it up. The fact is that across the board, other nations have done this. Us included, the UN's approval, the UN's non-approval. It doesn't matter. They still have never done this virtue signaling thing in the past, you know, many conflicts, where it's like, well, maybe we'll show you the suffering of regular people, which happens every time. Okay, every time that one of these situations occurs, and it doesn't matter if it's somebody friendly to us, if it's NATO, if it's, you know, the destruction of Yugoslavia in the past, if it's, you know, what went on during Clinton's administration with, you know, the
I don't know. I think they milked it when Clinton was in and stuff was going on in the Balkans. I think the media milked that about as much as they milked this.
Maybe. But to me, it's like they ignored plenty of other times where I assure you, you know, whether you agree with it, don't agree with it, it was a righteous cause, not, it's almost irrelevant. My point is that it's just no matter what, there is always a level of suffering that's going to be taken on by people who absolutely did not ask to be involved. Okay?
Oh, and, I agree with that. And yeah, I agree with you there.
Like Afghanistan people, like American people, the people always suffer from these
rich
elites and their governments fighting over what power.
Well, but here's the
thing. Riches and all that.
But here's,
and we all suffer.
Yeah.
But so go ahead.
But this we thing, hold on, white man with the we thing, because the U.S. has not
we
been...
We as human race.
Yeah, no, I got you. I'm making a joke, okay? Because the we thing kind of doesn't work with the American media, because we have not had to suffer from a foreign invasion, okay? And therefore, this is something that is at a distance for us intellectually, and I think that that has caused a serious problem where it's almost like a form of entertainment to people who are like, I mean, literally,
yeah,
I've encountered people lately who are like, oh, well, the you know, they're watching the war. It's like their new, you know, nightly TV show. I got to get home and find out, you know, how people are suffering in Ukraine. It's a form of entertainment to some people. And I think that's the, you know, and that was one of the things I object to. I'm sorry. Anyway, we got a lot of other callers.
Desensitized, but desensitization. All right, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Being get desensitized to things.
Being desensitized,
too,
right.
So
we got other callers. I want to get to them. So I'm going to move on. But I think this is part of, this is part of the ugly can of worms that I opened up by not falling in line with Putin's a great guy. He's defending, you know, Russians from Nazis that are in the Ukraine and needed to invade a nation the size of Texas, because I objected to that. And therefore, I was, you know, on my way out the door from show number one. And then they tried to bring me to heel. They tried to control that. And, you know, it's not that I think I'm right or that I've got a grand ego that my opinion is the only one that counts. But if it's the Chuck O'Chelly show, it's got to be what comes from me, honestly. So with that.
Yeah, and it just shows their weakness. It just shows their weakness anyway.
Hey,
so.
I'm not even judging them. They have a right to do business with who it is they choose, but they misrepresented what they asked me to do.
It just sounds weak, though. I mean, I'm Spent Ken. I'll just go out and say it.
Fair enough.
It's not coming from Chuck. It's coming from the Spent one.
Fair enough, but I don't even care about that. Look, they have a right to fire me, but they misrepresented what the job was, because obviously I wouldn't have taken it on or even put the effort in had I known, listen, you got to fall in line with our opinions or you don't go. It would have obviously not been a thing that I did. So anyway, with that, we got another familiar caller.
Whoa.
Wrong one. Sorry about that, guys. I'm sitting here waiting to hit the button so long that I didn't hit the right button because there we go. Now we have a caller that we're familiar with. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good evening, everybody. Happy Friday.
Hey, there she is.
Hey, Mrs. O.
How we doing?
Oh, sweetie. How's things in the other room? And what's on your mind?
Well, I'm just going to say one thing, and that is Chuck's integrity is not for sale. So.
Okay.
They lose.
No problem.
Agreed.
Let's see. Yes, look, that's fine, hon, but really I don't want to spend the whole show on it. you know, no, just so you know.
I'm going to move on to my gardening.
Good deal. Your gardening update.
Yeah,
and the puppies. I see the
sad.
Puppies on the posts. I like to see the puppies. The puppy.
My gardening news is very sad because I had all my seeds out on the front porch in their little homemade greenhouses that I made, and a big gust of wind came and blew them all off onto the ground.
Yes, it did.
My vegetables gone.
rather suddenly, a gust of wind came along and wiped out a bunch of your started seeds, and yes, indeed, that happened.
Well, Chuck, yeah, there goes your corn on the cob for next month, so or next couple of months.
All right.
Yeah, that does suck.
All right, hang on, Spankant. Let's be organized here because I don't think Mrs. O is done yet. Honey, you got some more you want to add to that besides the you lost your the seeds went. It sucks, but you know what? Those seeds might have landed in the grass, and who knows what'll spring up. Anything else you want to add, sweetie?
Yeah. Random tomato plants and pepper plants and eggplant.
Well,
all over the front lawn.
Maybe. Maybe. We'll see. Right?
It's all good.
Fair enough.
But no, not just this war going on is very upsetting. I pray every day for Amir and his wife. I wish that somehow the nations would all get together and stop it.
Really?
You know, it's
no, I hear you.
It's horrible.
And just for everybody's, sorry, honey. Just for everybody's knowledge, Amir is still okay at the moment. However, there are no supplies coming into where he is. So whatever he has for food, etc., is what he has. And internet is not something that he has in great abundance. So I'm sure we will not hear from him for a bit. And obviously for our friend, and truthfully for anybody that didn't ask to be involved in this conflict, I do pray that no harm comes to them. Also, I want to note that one of those people that I talked about being a source, somebody that I could turn to and talk to in Belarus, is dead. And I do not know exactly why. I am waiting to find out from their family. And, you know, I wish you peace, Ilya, wherever it is that you have gone, sir. But I will leave it at that. And there was a guy that never appeared on the show but told me things. And we'll leave that there. We have a Skype caller, and that Skype caller is going to have to wait because we do have another caller on the regular phone line. But you're connected, so just hang out for a minute. Anyway, anything else, hon?
No. I didn't know that.
I'm sorry, I did not tell you about it yet. But yeah, I found this out yesterday. So
okay.
So our friend Ilya, not our friend Ilya in America, you understand? Our friend Ilya.
No,
that,
our friend.
Okay. Just catch your breath, hon. I don't know what happened, but he is no longer among us. So. Anyway, it's not trying to bring the show down here, so I'll tell you what, I'll go to the next caller. And but I'm just reporting on what is, folks. What can I do? So let's try and let everybody get a turn, because I got one caller on the phone line, 319-527-5016. That is the number to call in, or you can reach out to me, charles.ocelli, on Skype, and I will call you into the show. I have one caller already on Skype. I'm waiting. to bring in after this one on the phone. So here we go. You are live on the show, sir. Anything you want to add?
Hello, everyone. How y'all doing?
Hey. Vance. Are you Vance-tastic, sir?
Yeah, I could be better, but, you know, I want to wish prayers to your friend there and, you know, peace to him, and we'll go from there. But, yeah, we like you were talking about earlier, we don't really have a concept of what, you know, a lot of these places that we go to, you know, help end up, you know, experiencing. And that is a problem, but I'm glad to be here, and we're getting close to the break, I think, aren't we?
We are, actually. We're about 10 minutes away. I can go a little longer because I started a couple minutes late. But by all means, brother, put in what you want. Look, the price is, and I don't care if it's the proverbial we that's responsible or somebody else. It's just one of those things that I really wish, as a species, we would consider more carefully and not do as often. So I don't know who can object to that, unless you just love war. I don't know who would object to that. But anyway, by all means, anything else you want to bring up, maybe you'll tell us about a good poker game or something else. You're going to be making regular appearances on the show again very soon, because I'm back to full speed as of now. So we're going to be doing the 5 days a week like we should, just so everybody knows. But anyway, Vance, anything else you got?
Yeah. And I mean, unless something just evolves naturally or whatever, I'll save my rant for, you know, my next, appearance. But yeah, it's just really sad that we've been, you know, so drawn into and caught up in all this, you know. Like y'all were talking earlier, we had a cold front come in here today, and it's like, you know, 30-something degrees, and I knocked off like 3 o'clock and got to the bar at 4, so I'm a little lit up, and been shooting pool, it's just sad that we're so caught up into this whole dynamic and don't really have the appreciation that we need to have for what causes all of these, you know, catastrophes, so to speak, and you know, the gas prices going up overnight for something that's going on over there in Europe, which doesn't really directly affect any of our gasoline production or you know, the production in Saudi Arabia or Venezuela or anywhere else, but all of a sudden, you know, they got to raise the prices. So, you know, this is nothing new. This is just the same old tactics, and it's just a shame that people are willing to, you know, fall into this dynamic that this is something that needs to happen. Because, I mean, I really don't understand. I wish somebody could explain to me how it is that the gas prices just automatically go up overnight and they don't never ever seem to come back down, you know, in any kind of, you know, conventional way or whatever. And so the whole scenario just, you know, is got a bad smell to me. So
fair enough. I don't know if you caught last night's podcast just yet, but I certainly covered this with Mike Swanson in the first hour last night. And, you know, truthfully, if I hadn't have gotten fired from TNT on Monday, I would have gotten fired by now anyway, probably, for talking about the gas price. And, in a certain sense, I feel like the American people are being held hostage by some of the propaganda that's starting to loose itself. That says, you know, look, since we're not involving ourselves directly in a war and sending your sons and daughters in harm's way, you're going to have to pay for it in cash, because everything's going to go up. And now we can blame it on that, because we were blaming it on COVID, but I think you stopped buying that, people. So now.
And then inflation.
Well, that's what I'm talking
about.
And then
now Russia.
Well, that's what I'm,
yeah. Can I just jump this in real quick? I think
okay.
We can look it up and find out the ExxonMobil, Chevron, BP, all these gas. They're seeing record profits they haven't seen in 7 years, 7 or 8 years.
Well, and they had to
make
up.
And they wanted to blame inflation and Russia and everything else. Well, they're just greed. Right. Just greed. They're just jacking us. But go ahead.
And if you had listened to last night's show, you would have heard me go through that thing extensively and talk about exactly how this works. And quite frankly, they're making up for their profit loss in 2020 and 2021. So this is just, not a surprise. Even if they didn't plan it, they're certainly going to benefit from it. And
2 years ago on this show, we talked about this, how they're going to make up for it later.
Of course. And
remember,
two
years ago on the Friday night when BP first took over, about 2 years ago,
and
COVID was coming out strong.
I stand by that still. So anyway, as we're coming toward the last 6 minutes, you got anything else, Vance? Because I'm going to hold the Skype caller over until we take the break. But by all means, keep rolling if you got something else you want to add, brother.
Well, now kind of getting more details on the TNT situation, and that just kind of shows how controlled people's minds have gotten to where they get caught up in this perception of what they believe is the real deal, as opposed to having an open mind and being willing to entertain the other point of view, no matter if it agrees with yours or not. And there's plenty of networks around that do that. And I don't know if you're from know or not, but I know you've been on TFR on the Kev Baker show, and he recently died in the last month or two. And he'd been battling with lung problems and stuff for a long time, and he was on that TFR network, and one of their mottos is they got like a commercial that says, if you've been offended by any of the opinions of any of our hosts or guests, then send us an email at
whatever,
www.wedontgiveA and we believe in freedom of speech, and there's all kinds of points of views, and people even call out the other hosts and stuff, and he doesn't fire anybody, and so it's just another sign of the times to where people want to pretend that they're open-minded, but push their point of view, and I'm willing to be wrong. I don't want to just you to believe what I believe. I just want to know.
No, I got you. And Keb was battling lung problems a long time. So, don't anybody get the idea, COVID got him or something, because he was sick quite a while. And look, I'm not even all for what they do on TFR. That's their business. Some of those guys over there, I would vehemently disagree with, and I wouldn't have them on my network, honestly. Because I think they're a little toxic. I have that red line, where if somebody's being toxic, just straight up toxic, if they're pushing things that I think are harmful to people, I don't want to work with them. And that's fair enough. I think maybe I'm wrong.
But like I say, I do applaud the guy that owns the Chris Geo, that he allows people to have those different points of views, and like I said, I listen to all points of views. I want to listen to the guy that I think's toxic, as much as I can. And so, there's several hosts that, I don't agree with a lot of stuff, but, it is still the basic principle of free speech is that we're allowed to discuss that, and nobody has to get mad. And you can get mad and don't talk to me anymore if you don't want to. But, you no longer qualify as being open-minded at that point.
Well, fair enough.
No, that's right, brother. It's good to hear from you, brother. It's been a long time. Spent can't hear.
You too, Spent. Yeah, I meant to say hi to you, but,
And I had to say something before, but go ahead, guys.
Fair enough. For the record, we lost Mrs. O. I'm not sure if maybe Frankie's active or what, but she hung up. So, Chris Geo, just for the record, I got no objections. Like, he can speak wherever he wants, whatever he wants, and run his network his way. He's done some nasty things behind the scenes to people I know and yours truly. So that's why I steer clear of him. But look, there's a lot of that kind of situation where somebody does a good presentation, but trying to deal with them in other ways doesn't work out so well because they're very, I don't even know what to categorize it as. I'm just saying.
And I don't know your, you know, anything about your history with them or anything.
Well, no,
and
I've never had a reason to bring it up publicly.
And so. I don't agree with, you know, I'm not in, you know, into all that kind of, you know, super new age stuff and, you know, a lot of things that he's into. And he has a lot of opinions that I don't agree with. And even one of his hosts that's on the program calls him out. He's calling him out right now. Like, come and debate me about this. I want to debate you over this.
No,
and about him being still a Trumper. You know?
No, so, look, and that's fair enough.
So, but he doesn't.
Yeah,
he doesn't shut him down. I'm just saying that I give him credit for that, for, you know, being that.
Well, no, and I'll even tell you that personally, you know, Vinny Eastwood is probably the biggest jerk on the planet in alt media, but he's done some good shows in the past. And, you know, like, there are people that are just not very good people that sometimes do good work. There are JFK researchers that I know are just scumbags who have put out pretty good work. So, you know, I separate the work from the guy as much as I can. You know, but it's just, it's the reality of the situation, and I'm probably being too honest here. But anyways,
I'll be honest too. Is like I've kind of got the opinion over, you know, my time listening that, you know, he's kind of a scammer probably, and, you know, he's about making the money. He don't really, so it doesn't matter to him if people argue on his network. You see,
right.
Really, you know.
Well, you know, and like so
I'll give you that. I acquiesce.
Yeah. And on the other hand, if you take a listen to Don Jeffrey's shows, I don't agree with a lot of things that Don has to say. But his overall message, in my opinion, is not harmful to people. So I'm willing to produce his show. But, I mean, there's some things that he's put on his show that I really would never, ever put on. You know, like the whole fake moon landing thing. I think it's a ridiculous waste of time. And Don believes that. So, you know, I'm not going to smash him on all of his beliefs or whatever, as long as he's not being harmful to the people I think I'm responsible to, which are those that choose to listen to this network. He can put out information any way he wants and let the listener judge it. So long as it's not directly something that is harmful to people, you know. I mean, if the guy starts telling you drink bleach or something, he's gone. I can't, you know, I'm not going to have him promote harmful things. And I don't mean just directly poisonous things like that. I mean, if he's really seeding violence in some way, encouraging it, if he's, you know, doing something like that, I mean, then the Don Jeffrey show is no longer part of this. You know, and I'm not just picking on Don. Aaron Franz, who's given me zero trouble, if he started, you know, pushing terrible things that are really, truly, you know, at the core negative, you know, I don't know, encouraging people to self-harm or something, Aaron would be gone. I'm not going to do that, but that's my judgment. And like I say, TNT had a right to do what they did, but they misrepresented what they wanted. They, you know, it was like, be outside of the mainstream, you know, push the envelope, but don't push that part of it. So, you know, that's the way it turned out. So anyway, hopefully we can move on from this as we go into the next hour. B. Pete, I haven't given you a chance to say much here, but I really would like you to, not because I'm exhausted and fed up like I was last week, but I'd really like you to get more involved in the show, and I'm sure you got a few things to say as you're listening to all this. So I want to, as we go into the next hour, let you take this over a bit, my co-host. Do some of your co-host duties if you're feeling good about that, are you?
Sure. Right now I'm just trying to figure out how Charlotte Flair holds that belt up with no hips. I swear she's a guy, man. She's got to be a guy.
Listen.
Anyway, we can discuss that in the next hour.
Man. There's a lot of interesting things out there when it comes to, I mean, who knows? Maybe in the next hour we'll discuss women and the nature of their particular bodies, and maybe we'll offend some more females out there or somebody, but anyway, who knows what will happen in the next hour on the Friday night call-in show. It is the open mic night on Ocelli.com. And just for everybody's clarification, there will be no Age of Transitions live tonight. Aaron is taking off because he has personal things. And it's all good. It's all good. Anyways, who knows who will call
what,
in?
No uncle either?
No, brother, no Aaron, no uncle. That's the way it works. Anyway, if you want to be part of the show...
I want my money back.
Of course you do. If you want to be part of the show, 319-527-5016. We got at least one more hour left here. 319-527-5016. I got one caller on Skype. If you reach out to Charles.Ocelli on Skype, you can join in that way too. Stick around. We'll be back after this.
Revelation through conversation.
Ocelli.com.
WallStreetWindow.com. Gold, silver, the stock market. WallStreetWindow.com.
Perhaps you're invested deeply.
Perhaps you're not in deep enough.
Maybe you're thinking about getting started.
WallStreetWindow.com. Michael Swanson, the brilliant author of The War State, understood these trends professionally for many years, and now he gives you the benefit of his knowledge. WallStreetWindow.com. Go there now.
Go there now.
Go there now.
Do you like history? Real history that you were never taught in schools?
Why? The Vietnam War, nuclear bombs and nation building in Southeast Asia.
By author Mike Swanson, with new documentation never seen before that'll open your eyes to events that led up to this.
Why? The Vietnam War, nuclear bombs and nation building in Southeast Asia, 1945 through 1961.
Get your copy today at Amazon.com.
Why? The Vietnam War,
by author Mike Swanson.
The views expressed by callers, co-hosts, or anyone else who happens to get on the air at Ocelli.com do not necessarily reflect the views of Ocelli.com or Chuck Ocelli, and we are not responsible for any stupidity which might ensue. Thank you.
Doing the work. I'll give you an example that's kind of private, but whatever. I was raped by a babysitter when I was 5 years old, which is how I had a near-death experience, which I recovered under hypnosis. That's what it was. That was my self-worth issues and all of that. Okay, so it's like, no, you know, it's... obviously repressed it for years, but when I finally talked to my mother about it...
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm interested in the truth about the JFK assassination.
Right, well, what do you want to know?
Judy Baker's wild claim, Oswald girlfriend, he knew Ruby and Barry, cancer weapons. Really?
I imagine I could claim I have four wheels. It doesn't make me a wagon, but okay.
Oswald was on the kill team and trying to prevent the murder of John Kennedy. Come on now, has a real expert on the JFK assassination look into her claims?
Go to Amazon.com, enter Judith Baker in her own words. You'll get results for a digital copy of a book where Walt Brown utilizes her own words and the known evidence in the case to get at, well, a different perspective, let's say. You can get Judith Barry Baker in her own words from the author himself, signed if you request it, by contacting Dr. Brown at KIASJFK@AOL.com. It's a fun book, and it actually dissects the many, many fantastic claims. Judith Barry Baker in her own words.
Thank you for all the great information.
Ocelli.com.
This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com, and you're listening to the Ocelli Effect at Ocelli.com.
Uncle, do you remember that time when Nibiru, also known as Planet X, was going to get within the gravitational pull of the Earth and cause mass commotion and chaos?
More that. More commotion. More confusion. It goes into the confusion thing. Hey, going nut, he's going back, and it's going crazy.
I hate being confused like that.
But that's exactly how he wants it.
It is, but at the Ocelli.com radio network, you're never confused.
No, it's straight to the point.
Straight talk.
And I like that idea.
It's about time. Forget this Nibiru stuff and listen to the Ocelli.com radio network.
.com, and he'd get it right where you want to hear it at. Right straight ahead instead of ding-donging back and forth here.
Ocelli.com.
In Denial, Secret Wars with Airstrikes and Tanks, by Larry Hancock. Secret wars became a staple of U.S. covert operations and are still happening today. Larry Hancock's book, In Denial, rips the cover off many of them. Using new files, it exposes things about the Bay of Pigs that no one has ever written about before. It shows why it really failed and why the United States did not learn from it. Secret wars became a staple of U.S. covert operations and are still happening today. It also shows why other countries today are doing secret operations with more success. This is the book that puts what some want to deny into the light. In Denial, Secret Wars with Airstrikes and Tanks. Larry Hancock. For more information, go to larry-hancock.com. Pick up your copy of In Denial at amazon.com in digital or physical form.
Ochilly.com.
Get ready for the Ochilly Effect.
Second hour of the Ochilly Effect here on a Friday night. We took a slightly long break, so we'll cut some of that out when we put out the podcast. And most likely that's how you're hearing it, because most people do catch the podcast by the different podcatchers out there, by your Fondle Slab of choice mostly. All of that good stuff. Welcome to it. It is Friar's Day. Anyway, turning it over to my co-host, B. Pete, right now. And we do have one brand new caller on the Skype who is not brand new. He was actually waiting around while we were sorting through a few things live on the show. And I'm doing my best, by the by, not to clear my throat on air, which is another issue that apparently my former employer, short-lived, but still former employer, had with me, that I did that weird little quirky thing I do where I clear my throat for emphasis before I say something on occasion. I go, Italian businessmen. Things like this. So, my bad. Anyway, B. Pete, you're good. You're up.
Well, let's see. Well, a few things in the headlines just during the week need to bring out. Major League Baseball settled their strike or their lockout. The owners, players got together. It's going to be a full season, 162 games. They're just going to schedule some doubleheaders to take up for the week that they missed, but baseball's back for all you sports fans out there.
There you go.
I was perusing headlines, and here's a story in Cleveland. A 13-year-old girl is stabbed at an elementary school, and a fifth grader is taken into custody. What has brought us to this point where fifth graders are taking knives to each other in school? It's, I don't know. It's bad. I'm glad I don't have kids and have to bring them up in today's schools.
Wow.
We had a gentleman, a gentleman, African-American man, kicked off a Delta flight for wearing an F. Joe Biden sweater. Apparently it, okay. Yes, it did not, you know, meet the airline's guidelines, and when the guy wearing the sweater asked what guidelines, one of the other personnel for Delta said that doesn't exist.
Show me the rule. Show me the rule.
Well, I'm sure it didn't. Fox will be championing this guy for the next 3 weeks on all their shows.
Hmm.
Let's see.
Laura Ingram.
The intel community warns of Chinese espionage after the Department of Justice kills a program to combat Chinese espionage.
Okay.
Well, what else do you expect? Oh, another headline. This is one I want to get everybody's comment on. What do you think about Jussie Smollett being put in jail for 150 days?
Okay. So you wanna go around the table, or you want to get to Nature Boy first?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we can go to Nature Boy first.
Okay, fair enough. So before we get to the
Nature Boy,
before we get to the Jussie Smollett story, we let him, you know, because he's a new caller, we got to give him priority, right? So he can bring up what he wants.
Oh, that's true.
And then at the end of what he wants, we'll ask him about Jussie Smollett. Sound good? B. Pete, is that all right?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, awesome. So Nature Boy, who did call in and waited very patiently. Go ahead and throw on the table what you want, or you could answer the Jussie Smollett question before B. Pete goes to, you know, everybody else. And by the way, we do have a new caller on the line. So we might have to join that caller in shortly, but let's go for it. What's on your mind, Nature Boy?
Well, let's save Mr. Smollett for the last. But few points. For one, BP, HBO Max, The Righteous Gemstones with John Goodman. You've got to check out that series. So just a little recommendation when you finally pull that lever.
I would agree with you on that, Nature Boy, just so you know. And Mrs. Mm-hmm. O, if she was still on the call, would also concur. The Righteous Gemstones is hilarious. Okay.
Hilarious. So, very well done. Yeah. Very, very well done. As far as the TNT thing went, Never So Glad to Be Fired. And only comment that I have to say is truth is king. As long as it's the king's truth. And that's the last I will ever comment about that subject. I have some naked news if we get some time and we want to divert the conversation here. My prayers go out to Amir. Condolences to your friend who lost their life there, Chuck. And let's put out love, light, and prayers to the innocent victims that are suffering right now, because the Eastern powers and Western powers are using that region as basically a pawn in a game of geo chess. So, you know, everybody out there, give love, and hopefully this thing straightens out.
Which, by the way, just really quick note, that may be why Mrs. O dropped off the call, too, because she knows that she didn't know. I guess I did not share that with her before air, and she knows that I actually care about the people I talk to off air, happen to be that, So, not all of my friends in Belarus are gone, but one of them is, and I don't know why yet. So I don't know if it has anything to do with this conflict or not. I was informed of that. So sorry that brought the mood of the show down for a moment, or maybe Mrs. O down for a moment. But that may be why she has declined to comment any further. So go ahead, Nature Boy. Sorry to interrupt.
Well, in light of everything that's happening, maybe let's just throw some good gallows humor for a little while and laugh our way into sanity in this crazy world. And to get back, where is Jimmy James? Where is the only person on this network that has a fan club? I'm missing the long pause when you say hi.
Okay. Nature Boy, he's actually the next caller waiting on the line, so... Just letting you know, Jimmy James, see, we're speaking about you before you appear, so hang on, we'll get to you. I think it would be appropriate if you got to the Jesse Smollett question from my co-host, so we could get around through that and get to Jimmy James, who is waiting on the line. Okay.
As far as Mr. Smollett, sounds like he's going to have 150 days of some fun times. And I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. So you got the comment from Nature Boy. Good and creepy as always. Love it, Nature Boy.
You got to use gallows humor. Sorry, it's just that black door opens up the back of my mind sometimes. So enjoy it while it lasts.
I know, but you know, your voice literally reminds me of, they used to have, if you called up a porno theater, they would have a guy on the machine that would tell you what was playing. And literally, you sound like one of those guys. Now on screen three, what we have is Pounding It for Dollars, the original Pound Cake, and Gang Bang 17. Gang Bang 17, The Revenge.
That's badass.
That's funny.
Okay, and I'm telling you right now, you literally, you could have made a living doing it. Okay, I mean, just, it's a beautiful thing. I'm sorry. Pete, I know I derailed it, but he gave you the Smollett comment. Who should we go to next on the Smollett thing?
Let's go to Kent.
There you go.
Actually, go to Vanarchy first, and then I'll weigh in because I'm still a little unsure.
Okay. Vance, what you got to say?
I could care less about Jesse Smollett and anything that happens to him. Or I don't even want to talk about it. So we'll move on to Kent.
Agreed. Is this the guy from January 6th or something?
Oh, no. You don't remember this guy? BP.
Who's this guy?
BP, tell him who it is.
He beat himself
up. Jesse Smollett.
Oh, he beat himself up and tried to blame it on what happened?
He tried to blame it on Trump supporters, but he did it on the coldest night in Chicago. It was like 20 degrees below zero. He decides he's going to go down to the subway and get him a salad and come back, and that's when he supposedly attacked. Well, then they found, everybody came out, oh, this is terrible, this hate crime, blah, 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 blah. And come to find out, he paid Nigerians? Yeah. So they're like twin brothers or something.
Yeah.
Weightlifters. Anyway, he paid the two of them to accost him. So supposedly they tied a rope around his neck, poured bleach on him, called him a bunch of names, and he made it home. Called the cops. Well, come to find out, he got found guilty for perpetrating a hoax. He got nailed for 150 days active service. Mm-hmm. He has to pay the city of Chicago back $120,000 for their cost investigating the thing. He got a $25,000 fine, and he's got like a felony level probation for the next 3 years.
Yeah, and the other thing here. Wait a second. Whoa, hold on.
Yeah, 150 days.
Okay.
150 active days.
The other thing here, Kent.
Well, you better have those Nigerians with him then, otherwise Big Bubba in the back cell is going to get him.
Okay, Kent.
The funny thing was,
they
caught the Nigerians because he paid them with a check.
Well, see, this is all funny too, but part of the context is missing. Really quickly, if Mrs. O is still listening. If you could bring me my jacket, which has my Zippo lighter in it, I'd really appreciate it. Anyways, Smollett, another thing to remember here is that he was a star of a show, or a star in a show called Empire, I think it was called, right? Which was a Fox show. He was openly gay, and he's black. Now, I was a little confused as to whether he was alleging that he had been attacked for being gay or black or both. By Trump supporters. This was his story to the cops, where they actually tied a rope around his neck and all this stuff. But it was a big story for a little bit. He went to trial. He was found guilty of, filing false reports and all this stuff because he paid these guys to do it, supposedly. And I'll tell you the truth, I lost interest in the story, but it was like on fire for a little while. It was a big deal.
Oh, so, yeah.
The idea that, you're going, oh, Big Bubba's going to get him. Of course, Nature Boy was already joking that he's going to go there for, his recreational time. He's going to have fun. I don't know what to make of this whole thing, except that, BP, as you were saying, it's interesting. So, with all that context, I guess, Kent, anything else you want to add, or should we turn to Jimmy James and see what he's got to say, because he's the next caller up?
Yeah, I'll be really quick just pointing this out. Remember, I it took me a few minutes for me to remember who this guy was.
No worries.
Now I remember it. BP did the perfect thing, and you guys described. Now I remember, and I also remember why I wanted to forget him. He's so worthless and useless. I guess he does dupe some people in some way or whatever, but he's irrelevant in the nature of things. He's absolutely irrelevant. That's all I got to say.
Well, outside of him being trending on Twitter again the other day, I was like, what did this guy do now? And I was like, they're about to make some sort of decision on him. And I'm like, can we be done with this? At a certain point, like, I don't want to hear from this guy no more. I mean, what are you going to do? It's like seeing Dick Morris on TV or whatever. Who was a consultant for Clinton and all that, and then they got rid of him because I don't know.
He cried when Obama got reelected.
No, this was the guy who was like sucking hookers' toes or whatever. So they got rid of him because he was doing it in the White House. So it was like, why is this guy a commentator? Like, why is he out there? Why did they bring Jeffrey Toobin back? I mean, I don't know.
Casting, Bill O'Reilly liked him.
Well, casting decisions, you know, with these entertainers, I question. But anyway, let's get to Jimmy James and see what he thinks about Jussie Smollett. Right, Pete? We should go to him.
Of course. The only man on this program with his own fan club.
That's correct. Jimmy James, how you doing, brother?
Jimmy James is calling from the Regal Beagle. What's up?
The Regal Beagle. There's a deep cut. Quick. BP, do you know what he's referring to with the Regal Beagle?
Wasn't that the bar that Jack Tripper worked at?
And BP would definitely... BP would definitely win a sandwich if this was a trivia contest. If we offered sandwiches. Jimmy James. Nice. I like that. The Regal Beagle. So what's on your mind, brother?
Well, first off, for the Joliet guy there, I'll say that, yeah, he got what he got coming. I think he got pretty light considering him and Don Lemon were, you know, trying to cause a race riot.
Yeah, that's an interesting position there because Don Lemon very famously was freaking out and outraged because, of course, he is black and gay also. So in solidarity with the guy who turned out to be a fraud, kind of entertaining to watch Lemon sort of backpedal on it, but also say, but it's still a valid point, you know, even though it was a hoax. Got to say, that was interesting to watch, Jimmy James, right?
I don't watch Don Lemon even in clips. I don't know what he says.
Oh, okay.
He's a fool.
I thought, well, maybe you saw it in print, but, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, there had to be a reaction because Don Lemon definitely picked up that cause as a broadcaster. And what is the expression?
Well, yeah,
egg on the face?
Yeah. They literally were friends. I mean, that's weird. Well, I'm sorry. What was the expression?
I don't know. Egg on the face? Would that be right? Maybe that's in poor taste.
Birds of a feather.
There's all that. Anyway, BP, I think Jimmy James answered it. So you got anything else on your mind there, Jimmy James, before we turn it back over to my co-host here?
Sure. Here's a one-word impression. Someone guess it.
Wow! BP.
Big Hooters when you just arrived to the nudie bar.
Okay. BP, your guess.
I have no clue.
Me neither. Pick a next one. What do we got? We got Vance or Nature Boy?
How about Vance? Give it a try.
Let's see. Maybe a Pulp Fiction quote with John Travolta.
No.
No. Okay,
Hooters
so that
are better.
So let's see. Spent Kent best he guessed Hooters at the nudie bar. Me and BP have no idea. Vance made his guess, he was wrong. So I guess that leaves us with Nature Boy, right?
Not a bloody clue.
You stumped us all.
Huh. Well, let me try again. Let's see. Wow.
Hooters at the nudie bar.
Sounds like John
Travolta's. There's no Hooters.
Mr. Magoo passing a kidney stone.
Well, no Hooters.
I'm sorry, it was my guess.
No, still not Hooters.
I didn't say Hooters. I said Mr. Magoo.
What are we doing here? Man, come on, let's go.
No, Scott Kent said Hooters. What do you do if I can't remember the guy's... Oh, Christopher Walken.
Okay.
Okay. I get it.
I guess it must be pretty damn bad. I'll never try that again.
I'm glad that Vance gets it, because I don't. I mean, if you had said, more cowbell, I would have said, okay, I get you. I know who you're referring to. If you would have said, no, I have no idea how that chick drowned off of the edge of the boat, I would say, yeah, okay, Christopher Walken. But, you know, Natalie Wood.
Yeah. He did say, he did say wow a lot, too, though. So, yeah, I got it. I got it when he said it. Yeah.
That's cool. I didn't get it. But Vance got it, so B. Pete, your thoughts.
I'm checking into a follow-up on the fart license plate we mentioned last week.
Oh, my, the fart license plate. Yeah, that was a problem, wasn't it?
Yeah. Apparently, the NCDMV told the individual they issued it to that if she could write a letter and explain what the plate meant to her, they might let her keep it. So she goes on Reddit, and a bunch of people make a bunch of suggestions. So they came up with this. Now, she lives in Asheville, North Carolina. So she came up with Friends of Asheville Recreational Trails, the Fart Club.
Okay.
And they've already held a meeting. It was attended by 15 people. So it may be that she gets to keep the plate that says fart. Now, this is one of those Friends of the Smokies plates, too. You pay more for the license plate, and part of the proceeds, going to DMV, part of it gets cut off to help support the Smoky Mountain National Park.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not like she's just got a license plate issued to her. This was one she requested, and they printed it and sent it to her, and now she doesn't want to give it back. So I think the state's being a little disingenuous, you know, asking for it back. They printed it. They should let her keep it.
Well, I don't know what to make of this. But in the meantime, she might have started a whole new civic organization, right?
That's true, yes.
So I don't know. I don't know what to comment about it. Nature Boy, you got any thoughts on this?
It bothers me because I didn't think about sending in for it for the website, the Fettering Against Rational Thought.
Ah. Too bad. You missed. You missed your opportunity.
Maybe I should compete for it. Maybe I should send a letter in saying, nah, she took my idea.
Okay. Fair enough. So, BP, what's next?
Well, damn, I just gave you the fart plate. Well, you throw that one around for a minute.
Oh, okay, okay.
Busy here.
Nature Boy.
Trying to find some past stuff that we've talked about, like our naked guy that started the naked news craze. I'm still waiting to hear about his court cases.
No, fair enough. And I was going to say, why don't we go to Nature Boy with a little naked news? And I'm sure that will evoke some comments for the next 27, 28 minutes. So, go ahead.
Sounds like a plan.
It does.
I will be the official squire for the king, Mr. B. Pete, who invented naked news. All right. I have three stories. I'll just start off. I'll read the headline on the first one. And I'm not sure where this one came from. Let me see if I can find a byline. No. So this is a random place in the United States. A naked woman was arrested on suspicion of attacking a Pasadena man, Pasadena, California. Of course, my great state.
There you go.
Pasadena, crazy California.
Not
a Pasadena
the little
man
old lady
in his
from
80s
Pasadena.
With a coffee cup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I was just going to say, that's the, like Pasadena, the little old lady from Pasadena. Mm-hmm. Okay, definitely not her. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. I'll just... Okay. She attacked a man in his 80s with a coffee cup in his home Sunday night, March 6th, police said. Firefighters treated the residents for cuts on his face and knuckles. Pasadena Police Lieutenant Sean Dawkins said, adding that the man wasn't taken to a hospital. Minor injuries. This is kind of what happened. The suspect had jumped into the elderly victim's backyard. And the resident heard the news, opened the door, and Dawkins said, the suspect, wearing only a T-shirt, keep in mind this was a female, rushed inside of the house and headed for the bathroom. She came out of the bathroom a few minutes later, grabbed a coffee cup, and assaulted the residents.
Okay, Let me just get this straight. What you're telling me is that, like, people are just sitting around their house, and a woman bursts in the door, and she's half naked, actually.
She had a t-shirt on.
It was naked from the waist down, sounds like. Only a t-shirt. Goes running into their bathroom and uses the facilities while I'm imagining the residents are trying to figure out, what the hell? Who's that? And then she comes out and immediately starts assaulting them with a coffee cup. I mean, that's the story?
I think she might have whacked him. And, well, I'll just continue on, right?
Okay.
She grabbed a coffee cup and assaulted the residents.
Okay.
Here's the best line of the whole story. Quote, he fended her off with his cane.
Wow.
And got her out of the home. Officers found a 36-year-old suspect in another backyard and arrested her on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon, a coffee cup. But, hey, when you whack an old man over the head with a coffee cup, that's a deadly weapon. And she was held and released on a $30,000 bail. Not a bond, but a bail.
Okay. Well, anything becomes a deadly weapon when one wields it as such. Matter of fact, I remember a court case with a friend of mine where an envelope became a weapon. Not a deadly weapon, mind you, but a weapon. A paper envelope, just saying. You know, so anything could be a weapon, but there's no backstory to this? Like, there's no history, like, they knew her or I mean, it just seems really crazy that somebody just bursts in your house, uses your bathroom, and then comes out to attack you with a coffee cup.
Look, there's two choices, right? Yeah. Or there's two ways I see this story rolling, why she did what she did. A, she was batshit crazy. Okay. Mm-hmm. B, now there's three of them. She was hyped up on some type of dope, meth, heroin.
Well, those two things are not necessarily mutually exclusive. You know, I mean, you could be crazy and high, or you could be high from being crazy. I mean, these two things could be a combo platter. So I'm just saying, you know, it's like pork fried rice and the garlic chicken, okay? Could be together in the same platter, just saying. But go ahead.
And that was number C, Chuck.
Okay.
A little bit of dope with a lot of crazy.
Or a lot of crazy with a little bit of dope, or a lot of dope with a little bit of crazy. Either way, I mean, you could play this a whole lot of ways in the home version. Okay, so let's leave that story there for a second and pass it around. B. Pete, let's start with you, and then you can choose the next person to comment. What are your thoughts?
What kind of coffee cup was it?
There were Ocelli Effect coffee cups for a short time, but, you know, not too many people wanted them. I know it wasn't one of those because I never sent one to Pasadena. But anyways, I don't know. But did it say what kind of coffee cup, Nature Boy?
No, it didn't. There's no details on the deadly weapon.
Okay, fair enough. Is that your only question, BP?
Yeah, that's the only curiosity I had. I can pretty much figure the rest of it out.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, you want to pass it along to somebody else? We got, let's see, Vance, Jimmy James, Spent Kent.
Jimmy, what do you think about it?
Well, did she at least flush the toilet on her way out?
Well, see, that's a fair question. I mean, you know, attacking somebody with a coffee cup's one thing, but, I mean, at least flush. You know, I mean, if it's brown, flush it down. I mean, if it's yellow, I don't know if you let it mellow, right? So that's a fair question, Jimmy James. Any other thoughts? And by the way, Nature Boy, anything about the trip to the bathroom? Did she actually use the bathroom or just check her face in the mirror before attacking them? Do we know this?
I'm still laughing about Jimmy James's comment.
Okay.
Classic, man. Classic. No details. But come on, at least flush your load so the residents that have been assaulted with a coffee cup don't have to come in and clean up your mess. But
yeah, no, that's why he's got a fan club, Nature Boy. So
it is. That's why we don't.
There you go. So B. Pete, who's next?
Vance, step up.
I'm still laughing. It was Chuck's response had me laughing even harder than Jimmy's.
I'm trying to have fun here, yeah. Vance. You know, what can I say? But go ahead. Your comment or question.
Well, I can just tell you with my last ex, it could have been all the above. Just, you know, a few too many drinks and a bad day. You
know, so. Hey, listen, I had an ex like that. She used to drink that Ballantine beer, and I don't know, it encouraged psychosis. I had one like that, and I could see that. But is your ex in Pasadena by chance?
No, but it's like she'd say, I only had two beers, but it was 48 ounces, you know, but between when she left work and got home, you know.
Yeah, I only had two beers, two 12-packs of beers, but yeah, I got you. No, I had a girlfriend like that at one point and had to get out of there, man. The domestic violence was too much. I had to go.
Yeah.
I can't.
She used to beat me up all the time.
Yeah, I can't, you know, I mean, there's just a certain level of punching me in the face that, you know, it's a little too much. I got to go. And yeah, no, alcohol-infused psychosis, I don't know. It was a thing. I was thinking of that, too, because this definitely sounded like Carolyn. Whoops, I said her name. Anyways, B. Pete, that leaves
she
us.
She was crazy. She was bipolar and all kind of stuff. Yeah, so yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, you and I dated the same woman. Anyways, just saying. B. Pete, that leaves us with Spent Kent, right?
Yep, sure does.
Spent Kent, what do you got to say about the coffee cup wielding assailant that used the bathroom? Spent Kent. He's looking her up online on her dating profile.
I don't know. Okay. I don't care. I don't know who this is and all that. I don't.
Okay.
All I know is that it was funny listening to you guys talk about it. That's about all I've
got. No, fair enough. I thought you were trying to find her on Tinder there, you know, so you were busy for a second.
I was looking, but it didn't work out. So.
Well, one thing's for sure. Your nights are interesting if you're dating that chick, okay? And she's 36, so, you know. Anyway.
Well, that's about the age, man, for me at 51, you know.
Oh, you like that.
Anything over 36 is just a little too old for me.
Okay. So. Hey. Rock star standards, I got you. I mean, but Jimmy James has the fan club, so he's got to have standards like that, too.
Asian rock stars, Asian rock star. We're getting older.
No, fair enough. So... a question for Jimmy James, and just for Jimmy James, since you are the guy with the fan club. So would you date a chick like this? I mean, just for the adventure or what? Jimmy James?
Okay. I'm pondering. Wheels are turning.
It's cool. I know it. I know it.
I have to say... maybe.
If he could jump in the sack with her and hit it, maybe nothing.
Nice. Okay.
It's just the way it works, guys. Sorry.
Jimmy James did just fine with, there it is, by the way, Nature Boy, just so you remember how that's done, that pregnant pause. Beautiful.
Nobody could ever do it like the master. I've had my mic on mute because I'm laughing so bloody hard at this conversation, and especially Jimmy James.
Trying to have fun with
maybe.
It. Listen, I love it. It was perfect. So anyway, BP, should we go to the well for one more naked news before, because we got about 16, 17 minutes here? What do you think? One more naked news, or should we move on to something else?
Yeah, let's get one more, and then I've got our follow-up on our naked intruder.
Oh, well, you know what? Why don't we cede this to you first? Because Nature Boy, I promise you, has plenty. So why don't you bring up your follow-up to the naked intruder? And
we all remember that this was last year, back in June. Mm-hmm. We were working up in the mountains. We heard a police report that this guy had tried to break into campers while nude, trying to get car keys.
Oh, this was the carjacking. This was the carjacking guy. Okay, I remember that.
Yeah, this is the guy looking for the car, and he went and swam the river naked, the French Broad River, to get on the other side trying to get away from the cops. So they found the guy several days later.
Right.
And he is sitting in jail, cooling his heels, while he faces a total of about 34 different charges. Everything from breaking and entering. The one thing that I didn't see him charged with was indecent exposure. But he's got a couple simple assaults. He's got about 9 felony break-in charges. He's got damage to real property, damage to personal property, resisting a police officer. He comes up for court in April, facing all 30-some-odd charges at one time.
That's like a one-day rap sheet, you know? I mean,
now off the initial, see, apparently they tied him to some other break-ins and all after they arrested the guy, got fingerprints, but he's got possession of a stolen vehicle, damage to property, felony fleet to elude, assault on a government official, resist, delay, and obstruct a cop, driving while license revoked, possession of a stolen car, you name it. And like I said, there are 3 or 4 simple assaults in there as well. He has 26 warrants filed against him. 26. For other stuff on top of the 30 charges he's facing now.
So he's got 26 previous problems to this.
26 warrants in addition to all this other stuff.
Wow. That's truly a naked menace to society. I'm telling you.
Oh, let's see. He has 26 open warrants, first-degree burglary, 4 counts, attempted first-degree burglary, 2 counts, common law robbery, attempted common law robbery, felony breaking and entering, felony larceny of motor vehicle, attempted larceny of a motor vehicle, felony larceny and after breaking and entering, 3 counts, felony breaking and entering into a motor vehicle, larceny, 2 counts, first-degree trespassing, simple assault, 2 counts, communicating threats, damage to personal property, 3 counts, and still I have not seen him charged with indecent exposure.
Sounds like he might be a crackhead.
That's a good possibility. But, you know, like our fathers always told us, if you're going to do something, do it right. Do it all the way. And this guy got himself a buffet of stacked charges. You know. I don't know. Even when I was at my juvenile delinquent best, I would say it would have taken me a couple of weeks to rack up something like this. I mean, it's a lot, and I didn't commit crimes naked. Anyway, I'm just saying.
That's what kills me. He attempts to break into 3 trailers, scared to death out of 1 lady after breaking into her camper, and he's yet to be charged with indecent exposure.
Wow. Wow. I don't even know how to respond to that. Should we pass it around here?
They probably threw that charge out, just try to make a deal with him.
Well, you know, he might have jaywalked. Okay,
plead guilty to the 26 open warrants, and we won't charge you with indecent exposure.
Well, he might have
won't go on the sex offender registry.
He might have jaywalked and also had an open container, and they're like, yeah, let's not even bother with that. I mean, just saying. It's, yeesh. That's a lot. Who should we pass it to get a comment on it? Where should we start with Spedkid because we made him wait till last time? Or
sure, maybe you can recommend a lawyer.
Yeah, maybe you got one, Spedkid. What's your thoughts here?
Yeah, he's kind of screwed on all that, man. If he would have just gotten away with the naked thing, he'd been all right. But no, all this other stuff sounds like he's pretty screwed.
Yeah, fair enough.
But he also sounds like just a dumbass. I mean, he's a typical uneducated dumbass American doing his thing, you know, believing in his little world that he needs to steal and there's no hope and all this stuff. He's not mentally correct. He's not physically correct. He's not, you know, emotionally correct. He's damaged.
Damaged
goods. So how do you deal with them? So that's the bigger question.
See, I don't know. I'll tell you what the truth. I'll tell you what the truth is, though. I'd love to interview him just to see what is actually or what was actually on
me
his
too.
Mind. I would love to see
because yeah. I've
I'm going to ask him, how did you end up naked? You were trying to get a vehicle to get home. How did you end up naked that you had to go and bust into a camper and then swim the broad river?
See, I don't escape route. I don't even know that I would start out that specific. I think in general I would say, can you tell me what thought process got you to do this? Like, what is it you said, okay, I need to go get some money, so I'm going to strip off my clothes and just go start banging on people's campers and demanding their keys. Like, explain this to me, how this made sense to you. And I think that I could just let him go after that, and he would just go on and tell us a story that, promise, you will not hear everywhere you go. It'll be unique. You know what I'm saying? I
don't know. My first question would have to be, Mr. Pritchard, how'd you end up naked?
Listen, you might want to start there, but I mean, I want to know how it is he made all those decisions.
I'd like to start there too, because I understand he's a nut, but you know, regardless of all the stuff that's going on, really, what is this whole naked thing? Like, why did you? Why are we starting here? But why the hell were you?
I mean,
naked?
Was he a victim there? Yeah, was he a victim of a crime? Did somebody steal his clothes, and then just out of, you know, anger, he decided to go steal a ride home?
Well, I've dealt
just
with,
curious.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
my guess is he took him off somewhere by all this, because he doesn't sound like the most intelligent man in the world.
Well,
either,
maybe, so. Maybe not. See,
my guess, he stripped himself.
See, but I don't know. See, that's why I wouldn't start with the naked question. Everybody who is, and I have attracted many an unstable person over my lifetime. Big surprise, right? And truth is, they have a process in their head where, you know, whether it's the dog told them to do it or, you know, something. They got an email from AOL and it told them, go get a hamburger. I mean, they'll tell you some story where it made sense to them what they did. So that to me is fascinating enough. Start there, and at some point he's going to have to explain the naked part. I don't know, you know. It could be something as crazy as, you know, I thought if they couldn't identify my clothes, they wouldn't be able to identify me. I don't know. I want to hear that, all of it. But I guess maybe I'm an unstable person, too. So, Vance,
I've seen his prelim on the trial channel. He had a perfectly good explanation.
Did he really? Well, did you? Are you serious, or are you deadpanning me here?
Well, this is the first one we've heard of, so let's hear it.
You say he's playing hide and seek with Bigfoot.
Jimmy James is priceless, man. Let me just say that out loud right here and now. He's priceless. I'm sure Nature Boy is muted because he's cracking up. Vance, you got any comment on this?
I don't even remember what we were talking about, the naked people.
I'm just
thinking about Bigfoot now, you know, because it's cold right now.
Bigfoot's got shrinkage. It's cold. It's cold.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing with the girl story or whatever. You know, mm-hmm. Obviously these people are, you know, somehow, you know.
Well, you know, big hands, big feet. What happened to that? Big hands, big feet. What happened to that? Hey, man, it's cold out. I get you. Shrinkage. Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah, that's your excuse. Cool. Bigfoot. Maybe not so big. Yeah. So with that. Pete.
You heard it here first with Ben Kent on the air with Chuck O'Jelly. There you go.
There you go.
Bigfoot. Even Bigfoot experiences shrinkage. All right, there we go.
Even Bigfoot needs that medicine that Frank Thomas sells you. If you text this to get hard or whatever. Okay. Anyways.
Yeah, you don't want to meet a Bigfoot in the summertime. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, because, you know. All right. So, B. Pete, before we devolve into something completely bizarre, I guess we should give everybody...
I think you're already there.
Too late, right? Yeah,
I think we're already there.
Okay. I think we should give everybody an opportunity to give out their final words here, because we are down to the last, I don't know how many minutes, but only a few. And we should probably get through that. What do you say?
Well, sounds good to me. We got, what, 10 minutes left, 9 minutes left?
A little less than that, I think. But either way,
We can start. We can start in the order of appearance. Kent, what's your final thoughts, sir? Kent,
final thoughts for a Friday,
man,
Kent.
Love you guys, man. And a final thought, love you guys. And it's cool. Yeah, I took off tonight, and you know, I always support you guys. Whatever you guys are going to do here in the future, you know, just, you know, anytime, call upon me for anything you need, you know. And I totally support this show, and Chuck, I support you and everything. And so that's about it. I mean, I'm going to be doing my own thing. I need to get out in nature. Camping season is just like around the corner within a couple of weekends. Couple of weekends, and it's going to start getting springtime here. And not that it's cold now, you know, we get down to 58 or something tomorrow night, but just good camping weather. So I'm going to be doing some of my outdoor stuff, and you know, I'll definitely be checking in with you guys all the time, man. Totally support this show. Spankhead's always your former co-host of the Wednesday night show too, by the way, which was fun.
Absolutely.
Well lasted.
Absolutely.
It ran its course, and it was great. And we had some epic shows, and proud of that, and always here to support you guys. So,
yeah, and you
the Spen one, we'll be hiring somebody to say Spen has left the building. But for now, Chuck, I'll get in touch with you about that.
There you go. Look, I'll
like we talked about earlier. So there we go.
Exactly. Look, you just send me exactly how you want it done, and we'll figure it out. And that's that. So, and you never know, you might be popping
up. Love you guys.
You might be popping up somewhere else, depending on who's got time for what in the near future. Maybe we'll carry that camping thing, the outdoors or whatever with Spen Kent, whatever it is you want to call it, and we'll see what happens. So with that, I'm going to put you on hold. And BP, let's see, who was next in order of appearance?
Well, let's see. Mrs. O's gone, so it was Nature Boy and then Vance, wasn't it? Or was it Vance then Nature Boy?
I think it was Vance next, and then we held Nature Boy, right? So, Vance, you were next up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Either way. just glad to talk to everybody tonight, and good to hear from JJ, and his, you know, hello to his fan.
I love that. Hello to his fan, Zuh. That's beautiful. Oh, man. Okay, so, sorry. Yeah, good.
So, and hi to Nature Boy, because we hadn't heard from him for a while and everything. So, you know, hopefully we'll get back on the regular schedule and we'll have more fun. And
true.
And talk to Jimmy James next time.
Yeah, if TNT did not delete the podcast, actually, we did 2 hours with Nature Boy on the TNT show, which I do have copies of, and I will put out. I didn't get a copy of that Monday show, the last one, before they fired me. They didn't give me the MP3, so I didn't get that. But there was 2 hours with Nature Boy on the TNT, the Chuck Ocelli show. So anyway, Vance, I appreciate you. And we're going to be hearing from you under the Vanarchy segment very soon on the Ocelli Effect. Might change up the schedule just a little bit, but we'll be in touch about that. So I'm going to put you on hold. And I guess that brings us to Nature Boy. BP, right?
Yep.
All right. So Nature Boy, closing thoughts here as we get down to the last 5 minutes or so.
Well, excuse me while I clear my throat, Mr. Chuck. That's an homage to you, by the way.
yeah, thank you.
You're welcome, bro. You're welcome. As far as just wrapping up the naked camper guy, I don't think it's a Bigfoot he's got to worry about. And I'll leave it at that.
There you go.
Even with a creepy voice. Boonka, boonka, wow, wow.
Nice.
With that being said, I'll shut the black door. And everybody out there listening, first of all, I love having conversations with everybody. I look forward to Friday nights. It's fun. It's intellectual. It goes to places nobody plans, but it's always a good time. So first of all, hats off to everybody that calls in. And Chuck, most of all, hats off to you. Okay, that being said, all the listeners out there, become a member, $5 a month. a cup of coffee. Doesn't matter much to you or to me, right? But if we all pull together, it'll mean a lot to Mr. Chuck. And other than that, great show, Chuck. Looking forward to doing the Wednesday night podcast and doing what I can to help promote. I think that's a great show, a great host, and a perspective you're not going to hear anywhere else. I misspoke. So at that, gentlemen, ladies, good night.
Thank you so much, Nature Boy. I appreciate you, and I'm just sad that a lot of the hard work that you did on the other show couldn't continue. But it's okay. We'll just do things our way. So, let's see, BP, that leaves us with Jimmy James.
Yep. Jimmy, what you got for us?
Shout out to my fan. And and my fan club for that apparently has a fan. All right, good night, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chimps at sea.
Wonderful. I gotta say, it is so great. Good night to his fan. I love that. Jimmy James Fan Club currently only has the same membership that Lee Harvey Oswald's branch of the Fair Play for Cuba Committee, which was not a real one, but his fan club is real. There you go, because only Lee Harvey Oswald was a member of his fake chapter of Fair Play for Cuba Committee. With that, B. Pete, you got time, so go for it, man. About 2 minutes is all yours.
Let's see. I was thinking the other day how long we've been doing this, and this has had to be since, what, 2018? No. COVID was not. So it's been since 2019 we've been doing this.
Yeah.
And it's been something I look forward to. I've really enjoyed it, especially when we get in some of our more off-topic conversations. But looking forward to keep doing it. And, you know, I agree with you. We step up and do the best we can. Everybody work together and make this thing go. I'd like to say thanks for the opportunity. It's been, 3 years. So yeah. I'd like to see three more.
Hey, something like that.
I appreciate everybody that calls in. Mm-hmm. Couldn't do it without them. Although there's been a couple times you and I have had to sit here and just carry on a conversation all night. We've been able to handle it okay.
Oh, yeah, look, if the phone lines don't work, we can pull this off. And we started on a Wednesday and then moved it to Friday. But, it's been nearly 3 years now since we started doing this. I said, hey, you want to co-host the show with me? And we did it. And it's been interesting and entertaining to me. So I thank you
Definitely.
For being part of it.
Definitely. Hey, I'm proud to be part of it. It is an honor to be on the radio with you at least once a week. It really is. And I think you put out a good product. I've enjoyed a lot of your broadcasts here lately. Looking forward to see what's coming up on Sunday with Bob.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I'm glad to have been able to do it. I just urge everybody out there to go to Ocelli.com and hit the donate button, and let's keep this thing alive and see if we can't build something off.
Right.
Back to you, my man.
Look, I really appreciate it, and do appreciate all of you who listen, everybody who calls in, all that stuff. I was just taking a look. I think Bob is going to have a JFK author on, and then something else in the second hour this week. He's going to be live, I think, with Dave O'Brien, if I'm correct about that. Case Not Closed, I think that guy wrote that book on JFK, and he's going to have that guy on. I don't know how that interview goes. I haven't read that book, so just saying. And then he's got a second hour. I don't know what he's doing exactly, but anyway, we look forward to doing all this with all the hosts and co-hosts and everything. Sadly, Aaron has taken the night off tonight, but it's his personal choice. He's got stuff to do. We'll miss him, but hey, he'll continue on with his shows as well, and Uncle. And again, I appreciate all of you, and a big thanks to you, BP, for sticking with me, even though sometimes you enjoy my shows and sometimes they make you angry, but they always, always make you think, and for that, I'm happy. So, there you go. Anyway, the Ocelli Effect is done for this week, for tonight, and next week we'll be back to a fully operational status here. The Death Star shall be fully operational. And we'll be full steam ahead, and hopefully you'll stick with us. I am merely Ocelli. All of you are indeed the effect. Good night.